It's Big Banana with Hartwell Ford at the Kidlington Motor Park and a new Ford B-Max. So spacious, you could fit all of Oxford United's injured players inside.
Welcome to the Fraser Eagles Stadium, home of the Stanleys of Accrington and home to the Big Banana Boys as we enjoy the final league match of the 2012-2013 season. The summer is going to be one hot one. Players out of contract, excitement to build and momentum to be gained. Today's leadership speech comes from...
I'd rather have an improved Chris Wilder with an improved, refreshed squad, with a group of Oxfordshire lads coming through as well that the fans would like to support. I think that's a good formula. I think that's a good pattern for Oxford United for next year.
We speak with a gaffer.
Right, I'm joined by the gaffer, as I am, every Thursday, and I'm glad to say I would see you for another 12 months at least, minimum.
Unfortunate for you.
Oh, unfortunate for me. Yeah, you will get all pikey and bitchy with me. I know what it's be like over the next 12 months. Change man. Right, okay, Chris, let's talk about that first. The news has just broke that signing a further year deal with the club, and looking forward to some exciting times.
I'm delighted. You know, I never hid the fact that I want to stay here and finish the job off. It's, as I said, been a disappointing season for us. In the press conference, things have been talked about why that's happened, but ultimately we've fallen short, and next year is a big challenge to bridge that gap.
Quite a late decision, bearing in mind that we now have sort of May and June coming up, which I know you like to do your business early. How busy are you at the moment?
Well, I mean, I've just, you know, got on with my job and got my head down and tried to prepare the club, whether it was, I was going to be here or not, and I think that's just part of the way I work, and I've just got on with stuff and set things up, so hopefully we can press ahead with speaking to players and identifying players and moving it on. Sometimes it's a quick process in terms of some players that come available and you have to jump in, and some others you have to take your time on, and I don't think the process will be any different this year.
Mr. Lenigan was very bullish that we have now five youth team players sort of making it through to professional ranks. You spoke at length about timing with five youth players, and whilst they all could go on to hopefully flourish into great careers, you also spoke of a robust division. It's going to be quite a balancing act with five youngsters.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, the club have invested in a development squad, so not all of those boys will be ready for the first team, but it's just a pathway for the younger players to hopefully be given an opportunity. You know, in terms of myself, when I first came to the football club, you know, there was a definite lack of energy in the team, and my first three signings were Adam Chapman, Craig Nelthorpe and Shane Killick, all young players, albeit not from our youth team and not from the area. And from my point of view, now it would be great now to start introducing younger players, as we have done. It's been a process, you know, we're investing in it. I think that that part of the club is the envy of teams in our league and leagues above, where clubs are slashing and cutting things at youth team level. We've decided to go ahead with stuff, and I think, you know, just the introduction of players like Max, who've done extremely well, and Tyrone, and hopefully, as I said in the statement, those players pushing for first team regular starts. There'll always be, and there'll have to be, the mix that has to be right, and getting that right, and I'm confident I can do that.
Because it would have been very tough this year when losing up to 10 players in the treatment room to sort of throw three or four youngsters in a side when you're chasing.
They've got to be ready as well. They've got to be ready, and it's no good putting kids in if you feel that they're, you know, I'm all for taking a punt and taking chances, and I think we do that in terms of sometimes, and not always comes off in terms of substitutions, in terms of team selection. I don't think we're very negative in the way we set up, and but the players from their development and for the benefit of the first team have got to be good enough to step in there and do a job, and we're hopeful now with the development squad and the young players coming through that they'll be good enough, fit enough, strong enough to handle it.
Now the chairman said he's going to back you with the players coming in. You're searching around at the moment, but we do have one more game to address, Accrington Stanley, where we've drawn in the cup this year and won last year, so been a happy hunting ground in the past, looking for the same sort of end of season.
Well, certainly, as the chairman said, you know, in his statement, there's clubs with bigger budgets than us, and we've got to outperform some of them, and I'm confident that that's what I've been judged on, really, in my time here, and I'm gonna have to do it again. Possibly we have to work extremely hard and get it right. But we want to finish on high. We've had two decent results. We've had a fantastic second half, which sent everybody home, and I was delighted that happened, because it was really important for the supporters that we gave them something to cheer about on Saturday. Three fantastic goals. And I think when we talk about a season, you know, that has been an area that really has hurt us. I don't think, you know, for many teams, as I've said all along, that there's much in between a lot of the teams, but it's just that part of the pitch where we need to be better, and I need to make sure that I get that right in the recruitment. But first and foremost, we've got another game Saturday, as you quite rightly said, to finish the season off with three wins, and it'd be lovely. We started the season off with three wins, and it'd be great to finish the season off with three wins.
And you also said back at the top of the interview that you chanced out a finished job you wanted, you started here, which was Championship football. So you'll be here for a few more seasons.
Well,
no,
I mean,
pressure,
that's
just three seasons.
No pressure. You know, that we've always got to aim high, and you've always got to aim high, and that's not out of our reach. There's a lot of work to go in between that and getting in the Championship, but you know, hopefully we can set our sights on promotion next year and achieve that and go on from there.
Well, congratulations. I know you like the area as well, and I look forward to seeing you Saturday with a smile.
Good man.
We have Jake Wright.
I'm sat next to a hero, legend that is Jake Wright. You're not playing now. That's a bit of a disappointment at the moment, because you've got a bit of a niggler.
Yeah. Nothing too bad, nothing to worry about, and it's not something that's going to hopefully cause problems again, but it's just one of them where, you know, I didn't want to risk doing any damage to it when there's a lot to play for us in 3 points and pride and things like that, but then, you know, we can't make the playoffs obviously, and I didn't want to risk it for next season.
No, we don't. We need you wrapped in cotton wool over the summer, so no Vegas holidays with the family, no beach holidays on the old bouncy things on the water, and no sky jetting or whatever it is.
No, okay, I don't fancy any of that. I'm going away with the family, but it'll be a quiet one and a nice relaxing holiday.
Good. Right, but it is Accrington, Stanley, but we'll just talk briefly about the news that's you've been brought forward as club captain for today. Chris Wilder signs another year. Got to be a good move for the club, as he's already put sort of plenty of foundations down.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really happy with the decision. It's not, we haven't known the last few weeks what's going to happen, and the chairman's obviously spoke to him this morning, said there's a conference, come to the conference I've seen, and I'm really happy that the gaff's going to be in next year. I think he's held his end up and said he's made a few mistakes with players and tactically and things like that, but everyone makes mistakes, you know, and I think he's the person to set the club forward, and I think next year, I think hopefully we'll sign a few good players over the summer and build on our squad, and I think we'll have a really good chance going forward.
Always a difficult time this time of year, because we know there's apart from Max and Tyrone, there's 14 other lads that are all going in now to talk to the gaffer about next year and what have you, and there's a chance where some friends will no doubt move on. You know, it's a hot, you know, you're in a nice position because you're very good and you have years to go on your contract, but it's a horrible time for football at this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not nice. It's really cutthroat, especially probably at this level in League One, this level in the conference. You know, it's not, we're not in a position where you can afford to not have a club for 6 months and just sign here and sign there. It's if you don't get a contract and you're not signed here and you struggle to get a club, you're not paying for your mortgage. You know, that's what it's like. So it's a difficult situation, and it, like you said, you know, you do lose friends, and you hopefully try and keep in contact with them. And you know, I've made some really good friends at Oxford, and probably some of them are going to be leaving this year, so it'll be hard for me as well, do you know, when they'll be going, and but hopefully they'll move on to either better things or they'll get a club somewhere and they'll be playing. But it's a football's a really hard time at the moment, especially down at this level. Like I said before, there's a lot of people out of contracts and a lot of people fighting for contracts. So like I said, the gaffer and the chairman and Mickey and Mel, they'd have made them decisions on the players, and I can't do much about it, but whatever decision they make, you just got to back it and just get on with it, and hopefully we sign, if players go, we replace them with better players.
Now, looking around the surroundings, I know the pitch hasn't been the greatest this year, but it's a great old club to play for, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love it here. You know, it's, you know, best place I've played football. I've enjoyed it here. You know, my family's really happy here where we live. It's a really nice place, and you know, the fans have been good to me. And yeah, I really like it here. Just, you know, I want to be playing here in League One, and that's the only frustrating thing, really. I want to be playing at a high level with them, and I really think it's a Championship club, and that's where they should be playing. I know you can't do that overnight, but you know, I'd like to be progressing with the club, hopefully start next year.
Every now and again a bloke comes along, a fixture, and sort of not a shoo-in, a fixture comes through that you build a side around, and this season, Jake, you've been one to build a side around. Hopefully that will continue next year.
Hopefully, yeah, appreciate that.
Cheers, big man.
Top man.
You You're ready now for League 2 action, brought to you by 106 Jack Evans Big Banana, sponsored by the Hartwell Ford dealerships on the Kidlington Motor Park. We're up here at the storagefirst.com self-storage, more than just a storage facility, stadium here, also known as the Fraser Eagle, as Accrington Stanley take on Oxford United. Potter midway inside the Accrington Stanley half, tries to take on his man, goes outside him, he's level the 18-yard box, trying to drive towards the dead ball line, clips it in, hits Linganzi, first corner of the match on the far side. Good work. Rick with a chance to run towards the apex of the box, gets on the apex of the box, he's into the box now, faced by two, steps outside Winard, digs a deep ball in, and James Cuswell's in the back, comes to Smalley. Smalley fires a shot in fact it's Alfred Potter who puts it wide of the goal, so plenty of chances erupting from nowhere.
Another corner ball which Molyneux is going to take. He's going to whip it into the Oxford United penalty area, and it's a high looping hanging one, and Max Croker had to deal with that one, back pedalling right at the back post. That was sneaking in direct from the corner.
James Cuswell now just inside the penalty area, steps over, dinks the ball back in. It's a good ball in as well. Up goes Smalley, nodded away far side. Dubry puts it across the face of goal, nodded away as it comes near side by Murphy. Corner to Oxford United. And Accrington don't look too comfortable when the ball is buzzing around their box.
Jack's Big Banana with Hartwell Ford at the Kidlington Motor Park. And the new Ford B-Max. So spacious, you could fit all of Oxford United's injured players inside.
Back here, it's time for me to ask my fantastic wingmen, both Andrew and Kevin. I'll start with Kevin because I would never let my other wingman, Andrew, let himself down by chewing hobnobs because he hasn't finished them yet. Exactly how you change things around for the second 45, or would you change things around, Kevin, first?
No, I'd leave it as it is. I think we've been quite effective since we've gone to a 4-1-1. I think that helps us out.
4-1-1? We've only got the sixth player.
4-4-1-1. 4-4-4-1-1. I think Rick's been quite good this side of the field, left-hand side. But I think he's learned to come in onto his right foot and drive into the box. That causes them problems. I thought Potter started off really well. First 20 minutes, sort of faded out the game a little bit. And they've been we've kept them to long shots, effectively, haven't we? We've had one, I think, decent save from Max. Other than that, very weak shooting from Accrington.
Good knot of Oxford United fans, both in the seats on the far side and at the standing terrace away to my right-hand side. Andrew, would you change anything for the second half, or would you have chocolate hobnobs instead of the plain ones?
Actually, do you know what? A combination of hobnobs and chocolate digestives. Actually, good balance.
Balance. Party of five a day?
Yeah, probably. biscuits, five different types of biscuits.
Yes.
I wouldn't change it. Like, give it 15 minutes. Oxford doing pretty bright in this, and Accrington do look a bit uncertain when we get the ball on the deck and basically run into their penalty area. Their back four have had a bit of a torrid time. Over on the far side, Liddle and Aldred have looked a little bit shaky when Alfie has had a bit of a run at them, but Oxford have got to maintain a bit of discipline as well, because Accrington have been looking they managed to hold on to the ball. They retained possession pretty well to Accrington, and Oxford have done really good at getting bodies in behind the ball and preventing them, kind of effectively stopping them from playing any kind of football, a lot like lots of sides come and do to us at the United Stadium. So continue the discipline for Oxford United. If we don't see anything in the opening sort of 10-15 minutes of the second half, maybe have a look at our suspensions, who we can bring on. John Paul Pittman possibly to whip a little bit of life in there, but also possibly one of the youngsters on the bench as well, possibly Tyrone back
there
into
we
the fold.
It's time for the final 45 from the Big Banana Boys of the 2012-2013 season, and Oxford United will attack the goal away to my right hand side, where the magnificent Oxford United fans stand behind the goal. Liddle rolls it into the feet of Hadfield, who's come short. Back it goes to Liddle. Liddle out towards the edge of the box, coming onto it's Molyneux, fires a shot in, ricochets off Dean Smalley and goes up and over, it's Sean Rigg, and goes up and over the crossbar for another corner to today's attendance is 2028 with 349 coming from the visitors there. So 2028, and Dan the Aki man punches the air with delight as they break the four figures.
Heads up then, like, lays the ball into the middle of the park. Here's Potter plays to James Cuswell, who brings the ball with him, takes a shot into the back of the net. Oxford United have taken the lead. 18 minutes have gone in the second half. A lovely ball from Alfie Potter. James Cuswell, edge of the penalty area, got the ball onto his right peg. He fired the ball low and Oxford lead.
Michael Dubry with his free kick, 2 yards inside the Oxford United half.
It's a crossfield one, sorry, and it's looking for James Constable. Constable's this time pushed in the back, right on it. It's a penalty to Oxford United. James Constable's just been flattened by Murphy inside the penalty area, and it's going to be a penalty to Oxford United. It's Dean Smalley that's going to take this penalty. Smalley, right peg, steps up to the football, lays it into the back of the net. He's just gone down as a referee, as a goalkeeper, as the ball hits the back of the net. It's 2-0 to Oxford United, and Dorber really had no chance of getting anywhere near that. Dean Smalley makes it 2. Oxford United 2 goals to the good, and all of a sudden Accrington Stanley seem to have hit self-destruct, lads.
Keeper there,
Michael Dubry, that runs away from Patrick Hammond, and then a little bit of the old head there from Michael Dubry, and there's a lady here with a purple rinse in front of us who's just gone and did not like Michael Dubry going down rather easily.
That was very, very experienced play from Dubs. He let the tackle come in and then sort of feigned a little bit of a fall into the ground. The ref,
she's got a purple rinse, none of her own teeth in her head. She got up and had a real let go there with Michael Dubry, who's having a bit of a wry smile, in fairness. Davis comes forward, knocks the long ball over the top, and there's a chance now. Tyrone Marsh is bearing down on the goal. On the penalty spot is Sean Roy. He plays it to Rick. Rick makes it 3-0 to Oxford United. And the 10 men of Accrington Stanley look across to the man on the near side, but it was a long ball through. Selfish, unselfish play, you should say, by Tyrone Marsh, who found Rick. Rick buries it in the back of the net. 3-0 Oxford, 3 minutes to go, and that's 3 wins at the end of the season. The referee blows the whistle. 3 second-half goals have sealed the victory for Oxford United. They've top and tailed their season. 3 wins at the start of the season, 3 wins at the end of the season, all started in the second half when Heslop found Potter. Potter found James Constable, and Constable fired the ball in from 18 yards for 1-0 pass to substitute keeper Dorber. Just a few moments later, in the 22nd minute, 67 on the clock, Dean Smalley wrapped home a penalty after James Constable was fouled by Murphy, and then in 88 minutes Marsh found Rick, and Rick put the icing on the cake. It's finished here at the storefirst.com stadium. Accrington Stanley 0, Oxford United 3. You've been listening to 106 Jack Evans Big Banana, sponsored by the Hartwell Ford dealerships on the Kidlington Motor Park.
Jack's Big Banana with Hartwell Ford at the Kidlington Motor Park, and the new Ford B-Max. So spacious, you could fit all of Oxford United's injured players inside.
Chris, a fantastic to end the season.
For everybody that have travelled up, it's, a solid away performance, kept it nice and tight first half, and then opened up second half, and like to score 3 goals away from home and finish the season on a bit of a high.
One of the things that we were getting a lot of messages about towards the end, some people wanted to see some youngsters on there. Sam and Tyrone both come on and played a great impact.
They got on. They were on the pitch, and it was good for them to get on. Max has played a few games, and Tyrone obviously got a little bit longer than Sam. Juiced, and good that they got on, and good that they got minutes, and it was good that the situation.
A real problem down there with that.
You can go both ways. We've got, I think, 8 or 9 out of contract that were starting today, and they can either go one way thinking that it might not be going for them, or they can go the other. And I think what they've tried to do, the players, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, is finish the season on a high. I have a lot of personal pride individually about the performance, and care for trying to win a game of football for the football club.
And I think that was pretty apparent, wasn't it? Particularly second half, there were players out there really playing for Oxford United.
And that's what you want. If you're going to be successful, and we're trying to be successful, that's what we need. And we finish on 9th. As we've said in the week, ultimately it's not where we want to be. All we can do is go and win the next game of football, and that's what they've done over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's good that we do put a smile on the face of our fantastic supporters, because even though it's a game people were talking about it before as a dead rubber, it wasn't in my eyes, it wasn't in Liam Richardson's eyes, the Accrington manager, and it wasn't in our supporters, because we wouldn't have travelled up with the numbers that we have done.
Yeah, and just a quick word about the goal scorers as well, James and Dean as well with his penalty, and Sean Rigg as well, good for him to get a goal at the end.
I thought the first goal was outstanding. I thought that we moved the shape about a touch,
and got Alfie in behind and played Dean Smalley wide on the right, which is something that he has done before. And great ball, and a fantastic bit of movement by Bino, and a good finish. And obviously the penalty came at a good time. Bit disappointed with their tackle on Alfie. You know, it's a pretty poor one. And the third goal, he was onside in where we were. I know the linesman took a little bit of stick, but it was a great timed run. Tyrone did the right thing. You know, it's quite easy for a young player to panic or be a bit selfish, but he did the right thing. He you know, took it up to the goalkeeper and played a perfect ball. And obviously Sean Rigg has finished it off and a fantastic end for us all.
I'm going to give a little bit of an assist to Sam Long as well, because he had run the man off just before the goal.
Yeah, he had to. Yeah, he chased back and it was good. As I said, it's good for the kids. They've been involved and, you know, I understand that people want to see him, yes, and we all do. But I think, you know, the timing has been good for everybody, because everybody wants to play as well. I understand that, and there's some players there I've got to have a look at, because they're out of contract as well. You know, that's got to be taken into consideration, because, you know, have we made decisions on everybody? No, I don't think we have. And there's, you know, we've got to make sure that we make the correct decisions and we give. I know all about Sam Long. I know all about Tyrone Marsh. They're here next year. You know, I know all about Callum O'Dowda. A bit disappointed, because obviously if Damien hadn't gone off, then possibly we made some substitutions as well. We got young Callum onto the pitch, and even last week with Liam going off, that would have been the case.
I know you're a man. You want to get your work done quite quickly this summer, I suspect.
Well, there's a lot of work to be done. It's been a good week. Personally, I'm delighted, as I said, to stay. And move it forward, and I thank the chairman for the vote of confidence in going there. And I know it wasn't an easy decision, and sometimes, you know, not the most popular of one, but you know, he's made the decision. Hopefully everybody will back that and move us forward. And the players have come up with a great home win and a fantastic away performance and a fantastic win. So, you know, work has started. It will carry on, and it's important that we get it right in the summer.
Get it right in the summer and go a stage further next season.
Well, as I keep talking about, I think everything got covered in the week. Yeah. Everything about the season, not from me. You know, not from me, from the owner and the chairman. You know, and everything was covered. Everybody knew exactly what they thought of this season. You know, we talked about, you know, a fantastic achievement being in the playoffs. I think we'll obviously, you know, finish a few points short. Intrigued, I've got to say. If we'd have kept everybody fit, how far we would have gone and how close we'd have gone. I'm very, very sure that we would have gone very, very close. To automatic, you know, and I even talked in the week about, you know, Andy Wing, who was an absolute immense again, you know, that we've missed for half the season. So yeah, we would have intrigued, but we'll never know what happens there. But as I said, we'll work hard through the summer, and get the recruitment right, hopefully, and get the players in place, and whatever team we put out there, you know, we'll play with the pride as they've done today for the shirt and to try and get a win.
And just one more question, I guess. Are there any names that you can tell us about, any decisions that have been made yet?
I just might have to tell them before I tell you.
Can't do that, please don't.
I think so.
No, I think you should tell us.
Well, we'll front it up. It's difficult decisions to be made this week, you know, and I've got to make those. Whoever stays will know what's required of them, and whoever goes will be thanked and wished on all the best and enjoyed the time at the football club. I suspect nobody will really want to leave because of what the football club represents and how well it's run and everything that goes and everything that's connected with it. But there's some decisions to be made, so it's not going to be an easy week. We'll do it face to face. We won't do it over a phone. We won't do it over a text. We won't do it in the press. We won't do it by word of mouth. It'll be fronted up and be made properly, with the respect for the players that what they've done for us.
Chris, thanks very much for talking to us all season, and we'll see you next season.
Cheers,
thank you very much.
Cheers.
There we are then, Chris Wilder talking there to Andrew Roberts. Final time of the season, plenty going on. We're going to try and get Sean Rigg, scorer of Oxford United's third goal. And whilst we wait for Sean Rigg, I just want to say heartfelt thanks back in the studio to people that have helped us out throughout the season. That's Ned Farr, Richard Chubb, Josh Worsfold, Jason Townsend have all helped us out there. Not forgetting people that have dropped in as well. Joe O'Neill, along with Keith Thompson, who has been in there as well as Robbie Rongwike as well. Plenty of people throughout the years as well that have helped out on the Big Banana. We're waiting for Sean Rigg to come. It's a big thank you to those boys. They're the unsung heroes back in the studio for pressing the wrong buttons most of the time, taking us off air most of the time, and getting it all wrong. But they do a good job alongside that as well, don't they?
Yeah, that takes off the air sometimes before the broadcast police get
back. In fairness, yeah. We are just going to go straight down and have a word with Sean Rigg, who gets married this summer.
I think we can go. So I'm going to start talking to Sean Rigg, scorer of the third goal. Sean, talk us through the game.
Obviously, yeah, nice. First half, we looked okay. They had a bit of possession here and there, but I mean, we looked on top for the majority of the game, and we took our chances today and put them to bed.
Spoken to the manager, and he was suggesting that. See, a lot of people would say this is a dead rubber, not massive amount going on it, but I suspect for a lot of players out there, there was an awful lot of, if nothing else, pride on this game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even the players that are out of contract, they've still got to try and do their bit and impress. So yeah, no, we're happy to go out on a win, and I'm happy to go out on a goal myself.
Yeah, you had a good chance in the first half, cutting in off this left flank and had a good strike as well. And you look like, particularly first half, you and Alfie as well on the opposite flank were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I think I hit it a bit too sweet, caught a bit too perfect. So yeah, I mean, now we started well, felt sharp today, and like I say, it's just good to go out on the high, and we've just got to crack on, get our heads down for next season.
But you open net is gaping in front of you. You sat there thinking, what goes through your mind when you go? Are you confident in your ability to put that away, or are you thinking, God, don't spoon it?
Yeah, no, to be fair, it did bobble up a little bit, and I was thinking, oh, here we go again. But no, it come off my shin, to be honest, yeah. But no, you've got to get your body behind it, get a bit of contact. I've missed a few of them this year, so it was good to get one. But no, yeah, fair play to him. He's a young lad, and I think that just goes to show that getting out on loan, getting a bit of experience helps massively, and he's done well when he's come on today.
Yeah, it was a cool head from Tyrone, wasn't it, just to square the ball, because he drew the keeper out as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have blamed him if he'd have shot and scored, but if he'd have missed, I'd have gone absolutely mental. But so yeah, he made the right decision.
Would you have shot?
Probably, yeah.
Fair play. But Sean, I mean, you know, you've been in and out of the season, but you've had some really good spells in an Oxford United shirt, and I imagine you're looking to press on next season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've enjoyed my first year here, although we haven't got quite where we wanted to. 4 points off a playoffs, it just shows how tight it is. I mean, there's a few games where we should have won or even drew, and it makes that massive difference. It just goes to show. So yeah, I mean, next year I want to have an even better season myself. I've had a few lows this year, which I wasn't too happy about, and I want to improve on that next year and get more goals.
Yeah, and I think Oxford United fans will be happy to hear a player sort of accepting and wanting to build on their football.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to be a critic of yourself. If you don't think you've done well enough, then you've got to say that. But no, I've enjoyed the majority of it, and I've enjoyed a lot of games this season. But there's games where I look back and think I've got to do better in certain situations, and next year I'll be hoping to do better.
Nice honest assessment, Sean. Nice one. Thanks very much. Cheers, mate.
Just remains for us really now to get Andrew back here as soon as possible. Really, we need Andrew back here because we're about to go off of air. But Kevin, good end to the season.
Yeah, a decent finish, decent performance. It's always difficult towards the end, as you said. And we were talking about on the way up, thinking it'll be a 0-0 and it'll be drab. It's fairly exciting. It's good to get young lads on the park. You know, the future is there. I think Max was fairly decent. Managed to get some shot saves in. Took the ball cleanly on crosses as well. Things look good for Max. You know, and Tyrone's gone. I think the spell is there. I think what Riggy said was true, that, you know, Max has gone away at another club and got more experience. That showed today, you know. Little ball up, and I say, old head on young shoulders there. He looked up, he could have smacked it, and I think Riggy was right. Anybody worth their salt would have a go themselves. Did the right thing, squared it up. Decent performance, good following. you know, you can't complain about that. Yeah, we fell short, just a couple of results we'll all look at. I'm sure there's clubs in this division who will look at that as well and go, if only we'd done this, if only we'd done that. And we finished above Exeter, who we thought were a decent side in this division. So, you know, bodes well for the future for me.
It does indeed bode well for the future. We're about to go to the highlights, but Andrew's made it his way back up to from the side of the pitch, and did he give you any names of people that are...
no, he wouldn't, sadly.
He wouldn't let us have any names, but it's the end of the 2012-2013 season. Yeah, you could say
I have got one, but I'm not going to say it on air because I'll get shot.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, 2012-2013 season is now officially over. So just remains to say would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah, I would like to say goodbye. I mean, it's not been the season in terms of promotion that we wanted, but I've enjoyed every minute with you boys, so thank you.
And Kevin?
Absolutely can't concur with that. You know, it's been a good season, good laugh, good jokes. Coming away has been fantastic, and let's look forward to next season.
9 months of fun have slipped by. We've had some tears, we've had some laughter, but it's a massive, massive thank you to everybody that listens to the Big Banana. We're going to leave you with 3 goals, 3 points, and our third win on the spin at the end of this season. Enjoy. Thank you very much for listening to 106 Jack FM's Big Banana, sponsored by the Hartwell Ford dealerships on the Kidlington Motor Park.
Jack's Big Banana with Hartwell Ford at the Kidlington Motor Park, and the new Ford B-Max. So spacious, you could fit all of Oxford United's injured players inside.